It's a warm welcome to the show to John Newman. Hi, John.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. What have you been up to since we last spoke? I'll give you a clue. We've never spoken before.
I've been doing everything.
I bet, yeah.
I've been growing up. I went to school for a few years. I've been a busy man. I have been a busy man.
Well, listen, I mean, if I just put a little blast of this on... Oh, that's the wrong one. I mean, obviously, that's a good one, but this, John, this. Wow. You must still smile when you hear that, for sure.
I'm actually sat smiling. I think it's just because we spoke about, I don't know. These interviews are always amazing because they make you think about where you came from and things like that. And then when you sit and play Love Me Again and then, yeah, obviously with Come and Get It coming around now and things, it's just amazing because I always thought, wow, I'm doing well with one hit. And now, you know, I'm coming up to my fourth chart success.
And for the avoidance of doubt, the answer is settle, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. That's the humbler almost.
We'll chat about that in a sec, because I mean, I was just reading that a few moments ago, and I pass settle quite often, and, you know, probably most famous for a little railway settle to Carlisle or something. And everybody's got to come from everywhere, or from somewhere in life. And, you know, people might go, well, you know, this great voice has come from the middle of nowhere. How's that possible? But of course it's perfectly possible, isn't it? I mean, it's a silly thing to say, but your roots are really important in the music, aren't they?
Very much so. And I think it was a different kind of... People say, settle the north of England. How can that relate to Stax and Atlantic of America and the influences that I have from disco and funk music coming through? And it's like, well, when you look at it, the key source of the north of England through the 1960s through to now was Northern Soul music, which was B-sides of Motown records coming over the Atlantic. And with that being your key starter, and along with soulful house music I was DJing, and hip-hop, most of it being American, when that all being mashed together, I've kind of just explained my sound.
So if there was, you know, everybody has one iconic song that they heard on the radio when they were younger. And obviously, you know, the Northern Soul thing's not always had all the radio exposure that Top 40 radio has. If we just move from the Northern Soul, what would have the songs been on the radio that would have made John Newman say, that's what I want to do?
I've never had songs like... I've never listened to something and gone, I want to do that. The problem with that is you get yourself into that cycle of that last week's number one, if it was a trendy song, if it was the new electronic wave of minimal house, it's like, if I do that, when that gets released in 6 months' time, then I'm doing... Yeah. The past. I'm not doing something that's cool anymore, you know. So the easiest way for me to do that is just to avoid the whole lot and just make my own thing.
And that, but growing that think, also, sorry, John, that also, you create you, don't you? Because we're all influenced, but you've got to find your own identity, haven't you?
So it's true. You've got to be influenced by 10 things instead of one. You know? I think that's the easiest way to do it, and then just throw them all into one thing.
So, you know, I ask this quite often of people, but when you hear... Come on, let's put that smile back on your face. There we go. So when you hear your own song on the radio or in a club or on a music channel or on the phone or something, I mean, you know, I've played a lot of songs on the radio, but I will never, as many of our listeners, I will never understand that emotion of being the artist and hear it coming out the speakers, because I don't have a musical bone in my body. I'm completely tone deaf and untalented. But, you know, there are various stages in which you'll experience that. The very first time you hear it, when you haven't heard it for a bit, or now when we're moving on to something else and you reflect back on that dreadful word, that journey. So just talk us about through that sensation of hearing your stuff in those stages on coming out the radio.
Let's use now as the perfect example. Me sitting here and hearing it now, it feels incredible. I'm sat promoting my next record, and that was one of the songs that got me to be able to do this. It's amazing. The beautiful thing is, I sat and I can remember making Love Me Again, and I'll talk about it for a minute, although sat here promoting Come and Get It, the new single.
We'll get it all in. We'll get it all in.
Trying to shake off the chains of that song. But no, like, I remember making it in this tiny, tiny little studio in West London with Steve Booker. And I was trying to create my, like, sum up what I was trying to make, and it took me a little while. And I just remember throwing up, we just spoke about having 10 influences and throwing them into one, and I think that was really the first time I did that right there. And it was me mixing my house music into my Northern Soul, into everything. And you know what, it's amazing now, because I remember fighting for how I wanted that song and how that song should have been. And obviously, with all the chefs in the music industry, everyone wants to cook the main dish, and it's like, I was just like, keep your hands off my food, you know. And it's like, and then I was going back and forth for ages, different versions and different versions, and people panic when they know they've got a hit, and you've just got to make sure you're getting it right. So, and it's amazing to listen back now to thinking all them comments I made, every little thing I was fighting for, and listening to them and not hearing them, just hearing it as a song, it's beautiful.
Isn't that the way? Isn't that the way? The detail makes the whole, and the average person probably can't hear the detail like you can hear the track. And just think, if you'd, you know, I mean, these TV shows, they're great for promotion, but just think how little control you would have had if you'd have won the X Factor, for example.
It's a brilliant business idea, but I don't know how people do it.